My brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord Jesus showed his loving heart and his divine power in many miracles of healing, one of which is our gospel today. I have known, as some of you probably have, persons who were either deaf or simply did not hear very well, and who could not speak plainly. Today we have some remedies for both afflictions that were not available to the people in Jesus' day, but some people are still burdened with poor or no hearing and difficulty in expressing themselves. We can show them compassion and patience, even if we can't work a miracle for them. But Jesus' cures of the sick often point to other aspects of our lives where his love and power are needed. Think of our need for spiritual hearing. Given our noisy culture and our own self-centeredness, we can be deaf to the teachings of Christ and to his summons to follow him. We have to spend time with the Lord each day to be in prayer, to become more sensitive to him, and to take the opportunities the church gives us to hear his voice, such as our faithful participation in Sunday Mass, our private reading of the scriptures or lives of the saints, or when possible, joining others to study the scriptures or to go on retreats. I lived for a number of years in my first diocese at the University of Maryland in College Park, just outside Washington. I was the de facto chaplain for the graduate students, and we did take retreats together. And those students, I think, were faithful to not just the Sunday liturgy, but to private prayer. And out of that group came several good Catholic marriages and a vocation to the priesthood. In the midst of their studies and surrounded by many contrary voices, these young Catholics let the Lord open their ears to hear his voice, and they responded. Jesus, in this gospel, does not stop with curing the man's deafness. He also enables him to speak plainly. Well, here is another way in which the Lord helps us. He told his apostles as he was about to ascend back to heaven that they should go make disciples of all nations. I notice the Holy Father is in a part of the world where the church is still, many places, still quite young, but he's there preaching the gospel of Christ. Huh? We are not the apostles who walked through Galilee and Judea with Jesus and saw his miracles and heard his preaching, but we are members of an apostolic church, as we say in the Creed every Sunday. The Lord expects us to speak of him to others and invite them to listen to him and put their faith in him. We have been sent on a mission to bring Christ to the world. Love for others should move us to speak of Jesus, because he is the only Savior from sin and death that the world will ever have. As God said through Isaiah, "Be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you." So do not be afraid to speak of your faith in Christ when the moment allows. The Lord will stand by you. It is up to the Holy Spirit to move a person to faith, but it is our responsibility to provide the opportunity. As an example, a young pregnant woman, abandoned by her boyfriend, was befriended by a Catholic family that I knew, who let her live with them for a couple of years while she had her baby and began to raise the child. The young woman was touched by the family's kindness and began asking what made them willing to help her. They said it was their faith in Christ that led them to open their door to her, for they tried to follow his teaching to love their neighbor in need. Well, that young woman eventually became a Catholic and raised her child in our faith. So we must pray that the Lord will enable us to speak plainly, simply, personally about our faith in him and our belonging to his people, while backing up our words with kindly deeds. In this world of outward show and deference to the high and mighty, we learn from Jesus to look beyond the external to see the dignity of every person. That's what James is getting at in our second reading. He who had heard Jesus' words on many occasions tells us to show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. Rather than being overawed by the rich and the powerful and despising the poor, we should remember how God acts. James says, "Did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him?" God does not look down in disdain on the poor and lowly, but lifts them up to glory. Huh? The rich and the powerful can attain that glory, but only by becoming poor in spirit, as Jesus teaches in the Sermon on the Mount. That means not counting on worldly status and possessions to secure our welfare, but on the Lord, and using what we have to help those in greater need. A man who's in my last parish, he's dead now, but he had made a lot of money in business, and he retired. But he used his time to take elderly people to their doctor's appointments, while also serving as a kind of foster father to a mentally handicapped young man. He would go around the parish parking lot and pick up trash, and he would help the secretary on Friday afternoons to prepare the bulletin. He was rich in money, but he was poor in spirit, and he did not disdain the lowly, but helped where he could. We honor this evening men and women who have consecrated their lives to the Lord. The majority have taken vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and at least one here, I think, is a consecrated virgin who has spent her life living out in the world. All of them have served or still serve the church in a variety of ministries. There really is no way to calculate the good that they have done for Christ's people and those outside our church. So we honor these consecrated men and women for heeding Christ's call, for helping the deaf to hear the gospel, and young and old to proclaim the faith, for enabling the lame to walk with the Lord as his disciples, for opening the eyes of the blind to see the beauty of truth. We pray that the Lord may continue to bless and guide them as they grow in fidelity to his call. May they have confidence in the Lord's love and protection. For he says to them, as he says to us all, "Be strong, fear not, here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, he comes to save you."